Electrifying sport comes to Bangkok. Bangkok got its first demonstration of ultimate tackball Friday night as four North American-based teams put on an exhibition at the PAC Sports Center. UTB players use what looks like an oversized football to play a game resembling hockey with a bit of rugby mixed in. If you look closely, however, you will see that UTB has one feature not found in any other game. Attackers carrying the ball are stopped not with the hands, feet, or body, but by electric shocks from stun guns, very similar to taser guns used by police to disable suspects resisting arrest. The UTB stun guns put out 3 to 5 milliamperes of electricity, with participants getting shocked dozens of times per match. Eric Prum, a co-founder of the four-team UTB league, said the stun guns hurt, but are essentially harmless. The game is only 2 months old and is still finalizing the rules, which are similar to hockey. The ball can be bounced, thrown, carried, or rolled, but not kicked. Its size creates interesting strategic possibilities, as it can be used to block another player or buffer a stun gun charge. Only the ball carrier can be stunned. The players, who have been recruited from the cream of the North American professional paintball circuit, have signed liability waivers resembling those in other contact sports. Thomas Taylor, a 31-year-old player for the Philadelphia Kilowatts, said the sport, besides its electric punch, requires more endurance than anything he has played. "I probably get shocked the most in a game," he said, as he's an attacking player who is often in possession of the ball. A professional paintballer, he said the pain inflicted by paint guns, though, is far worse than the stun guns. "After a game, I'll have some marks on the skin, but they're gone by morning. In paintball, they can last a week,"